It reduces our vitality. It cuts us off from our own real feelings. And it promotes disharmony and dis-ease or disease at every level of our lives. Our chronic shallow self-image also cuts us off from our own real feelings and creates disharmony and dis-ease in our lives. But more than that, it cuts us off from the adventure of living on this earth and from our own real growth and destiny as human beings. In this program, we're going to explore the relationship of how we breathe to how we live, to our mental, emotional, and physical lives. And as part of this exploration, we're going to go very deeply into the actual mechanics of breathing. We're going to work together with some exercises and meditations that can help us rediscover the magical power of natural whole-body breathing and experience our lives from an entirely new perspective, the perspective of deep inner awareness through our breath. To begin to explore breathing as a metaphor for living, it's important, first of all, to remember and to sense yourself as a breathing being. Your first exercise, then, is to sense and feel as I speak and as you listen that you're actually breathing, that you're alive, and that your breath is a living metaphor for understanding how to manifest your own real potential as a human being. So try it now. Just follow your inhalation, your exhalation, and begin to feel, to sense through your whole body that you're here and that you're breathing. Breathing is not just a personal matter. Every time we inhale, we take in some 10 to the 22nd atoms of air, including approximately 1 million of the same atoms of air inhaled by Lao Tzu, Buddha, Christ, and everyone else who has lived on this earth. And every time we exhale, we return these atoms to the atmosphere to be renewed for both present and future generations. See if you can have a sense of that now, how your breath connects you with everyone who's ever lived on this earth, and everyone who ever will live on this earth. Every time we inhale, we absorb oxygen expelled into the atmosphere as a so-called waste product by the earth's plant life. And every time we exhale, we expel carbon dioxide as a so-called waste product into the atmosphere, where it can eventually be absorbed by this same plant life. Our breath is thus a link in the cosmic ecology, in the conservation, the transformation, and the exchange of substances in nature's very complex metabolism. It connects our inner world with the vast scale of the outer world, of the earth and its atmosphere, as well as of all organic life, through the perceptible alternation of exhalation and inhalation, yin and yang, negative and positive, emptying and filling. So as you try this exercise, I want you to see if you can stay in touch with this idea of emptying and filling, of inhalation and exhalation. A lot of what follows is going to be built around this experience. The process of breathing, if we can begin to understand it in relation to the whole of life, shows us the way to let go of experiences, attitudes, and concepts that can no longer provide the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual nutrients we need. It also shows us how to take in new, more nutrient-rich impressions and experiences of ourselves right now and also of the world. It shows us the way to healing and health, and it shows us the way to well-being and wholeness. What is health? What is healing? The expression to heal comes from an Old English word which has as one of its main meanings the return to health, the return to spiritual wholeness. Here it's important to recognize wholeness is not just my ego, the whole of myself, but it's the interrelationships between all the different sides and aspects of ourselves. This notion, so foreign to many conventional health practitioners today, is a common one among Eastern spiritual traditions such as Taoism, Buddhism, and Hinduism. It's also common among alternative health practitioners, and it's gaining ground among contemporary scientific researchers. One researcher, for example, Candace Pert, in her book called Molecules of Emotion, tells us that mind and body, behavior and biology, emotions and immune system are all linked together through chemical messengers called neuropeptides.